You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Painter Maya Lowe has never joined us in the studio before, but she has a different story to tell now than she might have a few years ago. I first met Maya because her beautiful paintings were being auctioned every year for the Placer Breast Cancer Endowment, and she wanted to help, though she had never experienced the disease herself. Not at that point, anyway. So I think I'll pause there and introduce Maya. So good to have you here. Glad to welcome you to Insight.
Beth, thank you. It is such a delight to be here and a great honor. Thank you very much for hosting me.
You were born in Holland. You lived and studied art all over the world. When did you come to Northern California?
Approximately 30 years ago, but via South Africa. Most of my education was in Cape Town, and I met my husband there, Etienne, and learned to speak English there. So that's why I have this very strange accent, even though I have lived here for 30 years and love it. They're going to have to take me out of a box from California. I'm never going anywhere anymore. This is where it's all at. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the first piece of art that inspired you or woke you up to grand, majestic artwork?
Oh, I love that. I wish I could lay claim to grand, majestic artwork, but certainly my best recollection ever was 10 years of age going with my parents to the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam and discovering The Night Watch by Rembrandt. Mm-hmm. 10 years old, sitting there in the room and just being overawed by the sheer magnificence of that painting. And if at all, I can recommend it to place that in your bucket list. Visit Amsterdam and the Rijksmuseum because it's still the most amazing painting ever. So yes, I started at about the age of 10, starting to draw, and at the age of 13, my formal career started just learning to draw and draw and draw and paint, and it slowly started from there.
You are part of the Placer Arts Council studio tour this weekend. If people come to see your work, they will see a real variety here, because with what you just said, your work evolved into landscapes. But there's also a group of paintings that you've done with your magnificent ladies that we'll talk about in a moment. But how did your interest diverge like this?
Well, it's basically my bread and butter was always my landscapes. And having been a professional artist, by that I mean that I actually earned my living from it. People always say, well, what is a professional? I say, I had to earn my living from it. It's not just painting on Sundays. It's actually living and eating and working at my craft. Each and every day is most that I could with young children at the time. But yes, 35 years as a professional artist, that's what I've done. And the monotony of that created the yin to the yang, which are the ladies, so that I could have an outlet of fun and not just work-related landscapes, which were the Northern California landscapes, which I absolutely love doing. But you need to have a little bit of variety, I think, sometimes.
Now we're kind of walking into that storyline that I set up, because these ladies are so fun. They have a pose or a pout. They can be a little bit curious or provocative. The colors are vibrant and beautiful. And as I said, I first saw your work in relation to the endowment, the fundraising that was going on for a research position at the UC Davis Cancer Center. And what connected you there? Why were your ladies just right for the pink group?
Wow, Beth, you know, that's a wonderful question. And a little bit, how can I say, when I look back at my life, that was a little bit of serendipity, but possibly not in a good way. However, I am so happy that I had the chance to do that before I got sick. And we did raise the $1.5 million, as you know, and it was just lovely to be able to contribute these ladies, which then went on to various postcards. And the actual painting is, I believe, at the UC Davis
Breast Cancer Center.
At the clinic, yes. And it was donated to the clinic after using it for 5 years for all the various public marketing materials. So for me, it was just a most delightful way to get the ladies recognized, and but in a good way. They're a little bit sexy, but they're also quite plumpish, and they have their eyes closed so that you are actually forced to look at their body language rather than their eyes. The eyes tell too much sometimes, and I wanted to relate the body and the language of the body and showing what the lady was trying to say to the audience.
I tweeted a picture of your painting. In fact, brought it in this morning, the one that I own, because I love her. She's a lovely character, so you can see that at Cap Radio Ruyak. Then what happened? The money was raised. You had done this work, and you said you got sick.
Yes, I got breast cancer and had to undergo a double mastectomy. And all those lovely ladies that I worked with at the endowment center, they were there for me, and it was a very harrowing time. My whole universe rocked. It just tilted upside down. Had a huge influence on my work, because my work has definitely changed. It's had a huge influence on my psyche. I think if you're in pain, and I was in a lot of pain, unfortunately, it does change your psyche. And with that comes another insight into my work and how I project it. My landscapes have softened. They are totally different to 5-7 years ago. And I'm so excited about that. The ladies, on the other hand, they're still there. You know, they just pop up and they're in my subconscious, and they haven't shifted much in what I've been doing for the last 15, 20 years in the ladies. So, but the landscapes have definitely altered. Also because my venue is different. I have another studio in Bodega Bay. It's beautiful. It was designed by my very talented husband, Etienne, who's an architect. And it's right on the beach at Wright's Beach, overlooking the beach. And that has also largely influenced my work. And I'm hoping that people who come in through the tour next weekend will enjoy my new work. I had a show which has just come down at the Blue Line Arts Gallery, which was, I think, fairly successful. So that was a huge relief, so that my new work was sort of accepted. And I've got a long way to go to make that work really, really so much better. I've got lots of work ahead of me.
It sounds as though you're working as much as you ever did. Mm. Are you in a full remission now? How is your health?
Beth, you know, it's too early to tell. You know, unfortunately, there's medications that I'm on and infusions, and so probably, hopefully, in 3 years' time. But I don't think about it. I don't mind talking about it, because there's a lot that I can help other women with, and I would like to. You know, certainly as far as what indications I had, which are totally different to anybody else that I've ever spoken to. So there are a couple of things that I would like other women to know and understand about what they may go through if they, you know, have all the surgeries. Yes. My surgeons, by the way, were fantastic. I mean, gosh, they were wonderful. But at the end of the day, it's a huge undertaking to have a double mastectomy and reconstruction thereafter.
I do want to thank you for saying yes to this conversation today, because I do think it takes a measure of courage to be where you want to be now, which is open, as open about your health and your life journey as you have been about your art and the giving mm-hmm. of your art. So let me wrap up with one final question, which is, what has risen higher in terms of importance in your life? What do you see differently in any realm because of the skewed view that the cancer journey has given you?
I think my bucket list, for example, grows by the minute. That's the big thing, is to make sure that each and every day there's something wonderful to look forward to, whether it's having lunch with a girlfriend or a drink with my husband or speaking to my children in Denmark and New York because they're far afield, and enjoying my grandchildren now. Very, very important. But every day, a smile on the face and just soldier on. What else can we do as cancer survivors? You just carry on and don't think too much about it. Just, I'm not brave. Not at all. But I do have a sense of humor, and I think that takes me a long, long way.
Maya, I think people would be delighted to meet you in person and to see your work. So I will say again that the Placer Arts Studio Tour is from November 9th to the 11th,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
It's hosted by the Placer County Arts Council. Your studio is on Auburn Folsom Road behind the Granite Bay Post Office.
Yes, right? And I'm number 32 on the tour map, and everyone is most welcome. I love making new friends. I've got many friends that have been on the tour with me, come to visit each year. So I'm hoping I'm going to make many more this year round. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you. I'm so glad to have you here. I'm so glad to see you doing well.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you very much.
That is painter Maya Lowe. We have posted more images online. And again, you can see one of her paintings in my tweet at Cap Radio Ruyak. This is Insight on Cap Radio.